You're listening to the show about giant dams and Chottam Chowder. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm KT, and I play Will. And the Zone of Truth can kiss my ass.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
It's like, I swear, it writes. It massages, I promise. It's like just a bunch of wooden boxes.
That goes thump, 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 thump.
It's about a foot long, about 6 inches wide, about 6 inches tall.
Oh, I wish I thought of that.
That's hilarious.
That everything looked exactly the same. So you don't see like a slot or anything to put the paper in.
Oh no, I was gonna put it on top. That was
of the paper?
Of the box.
Okay.
And then crank the crank.
Okay.
That's Will's first instinct.
Got it.
It might be wrong. So
okay.
That's okay.
So you crank the crank and the paper sitting on top, and you hear a little from in the box.
Oh.
What does the paper do anything?
No, yeah. It kind of moves a little bit when the box vibrates.
I lift the box up. Is it writing on the shelf?
Mm-hmm.
I look up at the guy with my teeth like, and just see if he's noticing. And then I just put the paper underneath and see what it writes. If he's not paying attention.
Do you crank it again?
Yeah. Once I put the paper underneath.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, is it doing... I lift it up again. Is it doing any...
Yes, it has written on the paper.
Whoa.
It says the word sample.
Nice.
Sample. Wow.
I really want something. I've always wanted something that could write the word sample. I want this.
Rafina's suddenly next to me. Ah! Oh! Yeah, it says sample. I'm assuming... I mean, it must write other things, right? There's got to be a way to work this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Other things?
It also writes ample.
It writes Sam.
Sam. Yeah. Amp.
What are we playing? Your New York Times honeycomb puzzle? Like,
spelling bee, yes. Exactly.
I is the guy just still looking at Captain Clockface? Like, I want to know how...
Right now he is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think we talk to it, Rafina? Like, do you think we say something to the box and then it dictates? Is it a dictator? Like, an automatic Well, that sounds... an automatic dictation?
I just bought an automatic dictator.
Nice. Yeah, like, is this something else? I don't know.
Well, you didn't say the word sample to it, so I don't... I don't know. Why don't you try?
Is there a button on it somewhere else? Like, do I see any other thing besides a box? And then,
are you like now picking it
I'll
up
pick
and
it
looking
up and
at
look
it
underneath?
Okay, yeah, underneath. You can see they're stored within. There's like along one side there is a rack of these metal letters, and then you see there's slots sort of up in the middle of the mechanism. There's a lot of gears and cogs and things, and all connected. There's a pen basically that's slotted in there. But there's a section where you can slot in these different letters.
How
and the letters SAMPLE are there.
Does it look like I could fill the whole thing with letters, or like is it meant to only type one word or something like that?
It looks like you could probably go up to like 15 letters.
15 letters.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the rack in there has like a lot of duplicate letters and that kind of thing, especially of the more common, letters. Lots of G's, a couple C's, some L's, some E's.
Okay. So it could print one word or a phrase of up to 15 letters on a piece of paper, like in the middle of the paper. Will's trying to think of like how
it seems like it would go wherever you put it on the paper. The paper didn't move.
Oh.
You put it down on top of the paper and it wrote on the paper.
Interesting. All right, this is interesting.
There's also the word sample written on the shelf.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll just... Oh, I prestidigitate it. I prestidigitate it.
All right. Cleans right off.
Yeah. How about that? Yay. Woo-woo. Not in trouble anymore. Woohoo.
Dodged a bullet.
That's interesting. I mean, I want them to be able to talk to Captain... Captain Clockface.
Captain Clock, Clock, Clock. Clegg Clock and Clock. Captain Clockface.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Clegg is poking in, and he's like flipped Captain Clockface over and is looking at the different joints and things like that. And he says, is this just some sort of sculpture, or where did you get this? Did you make this?
No, but it's definitely not a sculpture. He moves. He's very much alive.
I mean, I think I see how it can move, but it's pretty incredible.
Do you think you can repair him, or do we need to just go somewhere else?
No, I think I can make it run again. I have I do have some long run crank technology I have been meaning to try out. Where
What's long run? What does that mean?
Well, you said this is like a person. I'm assuming you would want him to have some longevity, so you wouldn't have to keep cranking the crank, you know, every 5 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he told me he was hundreds of years old. He runs. We haven't had any problem with him running for a long time.
Right.
It's not like you have to wind him up.
Well, I mean, where would you want the crank to protrude?
I don't want a crank. I want him to wake up.
I can get him to wake up. But I mean, you have to have a crank, or where do you want it?
What are you talking about? He didn't have a crank.
Okay, well, maybe that's the problem.
No, that's not the problem. We never had to crank him up. He just was alive.
Well, maybe you do now.
That doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Why would he need a crank now? He's been fine.
He
just needs to wake up.
Has he been fine?
Yeah. I think he's been fine for hundreds of years until, you know, he was injured. So, like, just like anyone, like, he needs to, you know, go to some kind of doctor who can, you know, help him.
I can help him. It takes a crank. And 20 gold.
I'm not worried about the gold. Are you sure? I mean... Are you sure you're not missing something?
I don't think so. Seems like he's wound down. Needs to be wound up. I mean, the long-run crank tech, I mean, you'll have to wind him only once a day. I think.
Once a day.
Maybe a little longer.
He's never had to be wound before. He was just alive.
All right. Well, if that's not the price you want to pay to get your friend back, I don't know. But
well, I mean, of course I will. But, like, what if I just, you know, went across the street or... somewhere else in Tinkertown? Do you think someone else would know how to why does he need a crank?
To wind him up.
But I'm telling you, like, he's never needed a crank before. Hundreds of years.
I don't know what they used, whoever made him, but as far as I could tell, he needs a crank.
I'll look over my shoulder, Rafina.
I had run away. I was looking at the sample.
Yeah. Look over my other shoulder at Gwen.
She's using her massager. You look away.
Oh, man, I look away. I look at Will.
I look away.
Sorry. I mean, so I don't mean to be rude.
I'm kidding. You can talk to your friends if you want.
But, like, suppose that I, you know, if I go across the street or walk around Tinkertown for a while and I find someone who can restore him to how he was, is this crank gonna make it hard for them? Are you gonna have a hard time bringing him back how he was before?
I don't believe so. Should take me about a day or so.
No, but I mean, he shouldn't need a crank at all. But you're saying that the only way you know how to do it is to give him a crank.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, so if I go to someone else and they say, oh, he doesn't really need a crank, we can bring him back. He can walk around for hundreds of years like this.
What do you think they're going to use?
I don't know. Something else. Whatever he had before.
What do you have before? What's he missing?
I don't know. I'm just telling you. He never needed a crank.
Okay.
Maybe his technology is just beyond you.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe. I guess you can carry him around in your backpack for a while.
Rafina, you're somewhere else. Go away.
I know. The store is not that big.
Gwen's going to go up to Bathwack and just whisper, like, in Draconic, and just be like, maybe you need a higher power to bring him back.
Yeah, but who, Gwen?
I don't know, but I don't feel that this is something that can be fixed with a crank.
Yeah, but I mean, we could bring him back. I mean, we'd have to wind him, but maybe be better. I mean, maybe we could keep him going until we can find the right way to do this.
Is he just putting a crank to wind him so he's going to walk around like a toy with no personality? Like, is it really going to bring back Captain Clockface?
I don't know. I mean, maybe we need to try. Are you worried he'd hurt him?
No, I mean, I don't think they would hurt him. I don't want you to be disappointed if this doesn't work, because I really feel that we need a higher power to intervene here to help bring him back. Mm.
Yeah, or at least a better clockmaker. I don't know. I guess I'll let him try it, as long as it's not irreversible.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll animate the body. I don't want you to be disappointed if it's animated, but it's not Captain Clockface.
All right.
Why don't you have him experiment on the other one first?
You have two?
Yeah, here. I'll take Captain Clockface off the counter, as long as he's in one piece.
Yeah, he didn't.
And I'll replace
didn't
him with the one that Ricardo
Servo
animated. Yeah.
How about this one?
Servo?
Oh, what? That's Servo? That's not Servo. It's not the same one.
Oh, no, sorry.
Yeah, no, Servo's the one who's in the bar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Eric's
who comes
like
up with all these?
Tom Servo.
Too many.
Yeah, how about we try on this one?
Yeah.
How about we try this one first?
Is this one any different?
I do have two, so you know. And it's all the same to me.
Well, is this one any different? Will is asking the guy, like, does he look any different from the other one?
Well, let me take a look. And he looks down. Is this a joke? Is this a prank?
What?
Or are you seriously asking?
All right, listen, clock brain. We're none of us are clock aficionados, okay? If you're a crank man,
I do not sell clocks here. If you want a clock, you can go across the street to the clock shop.
Okay. Crank dude, okay? None of us are crank heads. You are the crank master. We're asking for your crank pinion, okay? Is this crank creature the same as the other one? What's the difference?
I don't think I appreciate your tone, but I am intrigued by
these
creations.
Listen, I'm being serious as fuck right now. No jokes here, crank lord.
Please watch your language in my store.
Plus, this guy's rich as hell.
And Gwen just gonna go to Clegg, like, I've only known him a short time. You get used to it. It doesn't stop. You're not gonna. It's just.
I thought that was going a different direction. I was like, I only've known these people for a little bit. I'm not really with them.
Goodbye.
Do you have any more massagers?
Yeah, I know. I'll buy your entire stock.
I think I'm going to get going. Bye.
Do you have a changing room or like a private room in the back or something?
How about an anxiety bed?
Yeah. Have a discreet velvet bag for this massager.
Yeah. Be.
So he starts poking around at the fake Ricardo. Mm-hmm. Not Servo. The fake Ricardo.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty quickly he says, well, yeah, I mean, it's just like the other one. It's not as good.
But are the mechanisms or whatever the same?
It's the same basic concept.
Okay.
Again, I mean, I could give this one a crank and yeah, it would work.
And do you really actually say that, sir? Do you say you're going to give something a crank? Oh, you mean you're giving it a crank? I thought you were saying you were giving it a try. I thought you were saying I could give it a crank. And you're like, I'm good.
I can crank
language.
This a crank.
I'm a crank.
I thought you were starting to talk like me. Oh, your crankfulness.
Crank on his crank, and then we'll blink it up, and, you know.
We'll call it a crank.
So do you want this one?
No. You said that this is the same basic concept, but what's the difference? Like, one is just a more rudimentary work, and one is...
Yeah, that's probably a good way to put it.
Master's work versus your kind of work. Just kidding.
Oh. Please don't kid.
Oh, I know. master's work versus a lame-o's work is what I'm typing.
is he... does Crankman, Clegg see the Blinsky mark? Does he notice that?
If he does, you don't notice him taking any particular interest in it.
He's looking all Blinsky?
Over it.
The work of the work of Blinsky? Anton. Wait, no, that's not his name. What's his first name?
Ooh.
It's in the right realm.
Gadolf. Gadolf?
It's Gadov.
Gadov? Zinsky?
Gadov.
I think it's G-A-D-O-V, if I remember right.
Yeah, something Gadov, like that.
Gadov.
Anton.
What about Fritz von Weirg?
I've not heard of Fritz von Weirg, I don't think I've heard of a Blinsky. Is there any context to these random names? Are they your cousins, or?
They're famous crank masters. We thought you would know them. I say with the straightest face ever.
Blinsky was on the cover of Crank Monthly a couple years ago.
Gwen's like, ooh, do you have a copy of Crank Monthly?
Crank Monthly, the take in the back with her. Yep.
I think I was on the cover.
Yeah. I love this session so much.
Do you have any accessory crank oil?
I might need some of that.
Yeah. A lubricant.
I mean, yes. I mean, it's good to keep your mechanism serviced. Usually customers just bring them back here to me, but for convenience sake, yes, I suppose I could sell you a vial of crank oil.
Can I ask how many massagers you sell per month versus literally everything else in your store, sir?
At the front, the Michael's Mechanism sign creaks and falls down. It's just sharper image underneath.
Sharper image. Do you have any business statistics? I'd like to see your papers, sir.
I'm not sure that you're privy to those.
I just fucking tell me. Excuse me. Just tell me, good sir. I would like to know your dealings with the public. Do you sell more massagers than you do other things? Will is literally putting on
this ridiculous.
I understand
he is. Yeah, this is legit. I get it. May I ask why you're inquiring?
I am curious because I am fond of massagers and of business, and I am curious about whether some of your contraptions sell better or worse than certain other ones, in particular the massagers.
Well, I mean, the use of a massager many people find useful.
Right.
It saves a trip to the salon in many cases. Over time, it will save you lots of money.
The salon?
Oh, is the salon one of those kinds of salons, if you know what I mean? Of course you don't know what
the
I mean.
Salon?
Don't worry. See, he won't know what we mean.
No.
I don't think this man knows
a salon. I don't know if you're talking about a specific salon.
Okay. Well, anyway, do you know how many you sell? Do they sell very well compared to your...
Many of my mechanisms sell very well.
Oh, are you saying that they bring the mechanisms back to have you service them?
Well, yes. By and large. It takes a
fine... By and large?
So, okay. I just hope you wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Guys,
remember when we did this?
I mean,
to
the
Blinsky,
oil gets
Rafina,
Remember,
Rafina, in the past when we talked to Blinsky and we
talked about
his dolls.
I don't know who you mean. I don't know who you
remember
mean.
Remember when we talked about the dolls and we talked about his dolls and what use you could put into the dolls? Do you remember that? I think this man is like Blinsky was. I think he might not know what we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Well, what are you talking about?
I straighten my cravat and I... What do you mean what I was talking about?
Will has a cravat, everybody.
Yeah, I totally have a cravat.
He actually does.
Yes,
I do. He didn't just magic it out of existence to be fancy. Will is actually this person. I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you do have one.
My suit is not like a modern day business suit. It's like an old timey Victorian.
Yeah, you all picture the changes Will has to make in order to appear like a stodgy formal businessman, but he doesn't have to. That's the way he looks.
Right. Yes.
Lame-o.
Adjusting. Yeah.
Lame-o.
Look at Rafina and then look at Will. What a lame-o.
Very lame-o. That's for sure.
But I have a big nose.
Made of fondant.
Hopefully it's not too hot in here.
This guy.
I know, it's melting. It's melting. I open my mouth and it just drips in.
He's one of the crank fans.
Yeah. Yes. Is there a crank fan?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I pointed at Rafina's face.
But it's basically looks like it mimics like the motion of if you're holding like one of those like fold out fans.
Wow. So if I get my nose too close, it actually like flicks it off my face.
Yep. You have to say I do declare when
I
you're using
declare.
It.
I do declare. All right. He doesn't want to answer me about his massager numbers. Oh well.
What's it? So Clegg, you don't seem to like joking around. Is there a reason why you're so serious?
Well, it gets in the way of business. This is a place of business, not a place of frivolity.
Well, I mean, I used to be a business owner, and I had a lot of fun at my store, and it was thriving as well.
But I know you say you used to be a business owner.
Ooh, oh snap.
Oh boy.
Well...
I would not say that to her, as her business was wondrous and it got destroyed by the evil Ricardo Ulysses. Have you ever heard of him? Of course you have. Now don't diss her anymore. I don't appreciate the comment, and neither does she.
Well, I don't appreciate being told how to run business in my store that's still in operation.
Well, I hope Ricardo Ulysses doesn't come and destroy your business, too.
Yeah.
It's very big of you.
I really hope that doesn't happen.
Was that a threat, sir?
I just said in all seriousness that I hope it doesn't happen.
Good. Thank you for not threatening me.
I just stare.
Well.
Anyway, would you like me to reanimate your friend here? And where would you like the crank to go?
Right on the dick.
This creation has no penis.
All right, but right there, that would be the best place.
I'm serious.
I mean, how much would it be to reanimate this one compared to the other one, since this is rudimentary or whatever you said?
I mean, it would still be a 20 gold job.
What do you think, Bathwack?
You're good for it, 20 gold.
Wait a second.
This is even more of a suitcase.
Yeah, I know. We don't even care about this one.
This is a carry-on.
I mean, I'd be fine with paying 20 gold to bring Captain Clockface back. I guess. But I don't want to pay 20 gold for this thing.
I'd pay 20 gold for an experiment, I guess.
Do you really have 20 gold?
What? Sure.
You do? Money bags.
If I look in Will's pouch over here.
Hey! Slap his hand away.
No roughhousing, please.
Oh my god, we have to get out of here.
No touching.
My personality is being stifled.
Okay, well, you guys, what are we doing?
Are we experimenting or are we doing the clock face? What do you think? Bathwack, it's your decision. I don't give a crap about any of this.
I'm okay. Let's do the experiment.
So okay, just this one?
I'm not paying for the experiment, though.
Let's try it on this one first and see what happens.
Okay, so not Captain Clockface.
Well, maybe we'll do him next.
I understand.
Also, Will sends a message to Bathwack in his head and says, also, what if he wakes this guy up and he goes and, like, stabs him or something? We know nothing about this clock contraption.
Let's just see what happens.
Oh, you're okay with that?
Life is unpredictable.
Life is unpredictable. Woo! Bathwack, I think you've been with me too long. I'm going to tell Gwen... Just kidding. She won't be very happy if you say that to her.
But she's busy.
She's real busy.
All right, playing with her hair. She's playing with her hair.
Yeah, get your minds out of the gutter.
Seriously.
All right, let's do it. Let's put crank a crank box. And a massager on this guy. Be the crank.
We'll make the first fully working sex doll in Six Rivers. Bathwack! Brilliant!
You'll have to go back to Blinsky and be like, this is what I was talking about!
I love that it's like, you know, all of Six Rivers. Nobody's figured this out.
Not and one this intricate.
We're going to be so rich.
Bathwack, you're going to have to patent it. Instead of putting TM, you're going to put BM.
Yeah! Oh, my goodness.
His brother back in Gully's End is named Trade. Trademark Medrock.
Nice. Nice.
They have the same middle name too.
Yeah.
Your parents were weird.
That's weird. Yeah.
It is weird.
King Trade. Yeah.
King Trade. King.
So that will be 20 gold and it will be ready tomorrow.
All right. Here you go.
Thank you.
Sigh.
Did you say sigh?
Yeah.
He's erasing 20 and typing 0.
Oh no. Yeah.
Bathwack, do you have enough gold?
Yeah.
Did you have more than what you thought you had?
So it better be a really good job.
Did you hear her question?
Yeah, did you hear Denise's question?
Did you have more than what you thought you had?
What? I have 20 gold.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like my gold is multiplying.
Whoa, really?
Well, that's a good problem to have.
I don't feel like I have multiplying gold, but that's fine.
Would you like to purchase anything else, ma'am?
No. You will see how this massager is, and, you know, I might come back.
What's the weight limit?
What? Weight limit on this? Some kind of girl.
Yeah, it's measured in units of thrust. I don't know. What is that? Foot pounds? I'm not sure. Newtons?
Kilojoules?
It's measured in units of thrust is going to be the title. I know that. Oh my goodness. Wowie. Eric's writing something down.
No, I just looked up units of thrust. It looks like it's newtons by and large. It's basically
you keep
force.
Saying by and large.
Yeah, by and large.
I haven't that even seen Wally recently.
I know.
That is a real phrase though, right?
Yeah, by and large.
It is.
Yeah.
It
okay.
Is.
Well, you scoffed at it first. And I'm like.
Well, it was just so funny in context because, I don't know, I was feeling... Like everything was in what's the word, insinuative or in
yes,
but yeah. then you kept using you used it again and I've just never heard you use it.
So yeah, right. You don't really say that typically.
All right, Mark, like put in the wiki how many times I've used by and large. Now you have to keep
counting.
Track with each episode.
Go back
go backwards.
And
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and check see if I'm right.
30 foot pounds by and large.
What are we doing?
Grape nuts.
Well,
payment
we just
was
pay
made.
That guy to fix a dumb thing that we don't need. Way to throw your gold down the toilet, Bathwack. You like toilets so much, you just threw your gold down one. Congratulations.
Whoosh.
Bawoosh.
Oh, why don't I have a toilet flushing sound on my soundboard?
Obviously needed.
That is a... Do now. Just record that. Just save that. There
this is You're this welcome. Is the closest I have is this. And it's not very close.
That's so close.
This is from when Nat died. I hate this. Turn it off.
No, it's from way before that. But no, I think I used it then too.
This is where we found Nat. This was playing when that happened.
That's Gwen using the massager.
I will never hear that Jurassic Park sound the same again.
Oh my god! Woo! Extra long and extra hard. Woo! All right. Anyway.
I need sounds for everybody using the massager. Spathwack.
Spanakopita. Spanakopita. Spanakopita.
Oh my god.
Spankakopita.
Here's Woo! Rafina.
I can't imagine that there's going to be anything for Will. I don't. There won't be.
All right. Will using the massager.
Just do the building falling down. Yeah. That's me dying. That's a flat
line. This is
line.
Only a test. This is an actual use of the massager.
Anyway.
All right. We bust out the door. Is the city on fire?
Yes.
We did it, guys. Not we again. Finished this part.
No, the city is not on fire.
What contraptions do we see on our way out the door? Can I steal one?
You saw most of the interesting ones. The one left that is on my list that I didn't say is a dog petter.
I kick that on my way out. Just kidding. I don't kick it.
How does it look? Just like the massager?
It looks like a box with a crank Hold in on. It.
So just to be clear, I have Captain Clockface in my backpack, but I do not have the Blinsky doll.
Yeah. Nope.
Because it's getting a crank put in it.
Yep. Wait, All you right. forgot to tell me, where do you actually want the crank?
On his taint.
Well, I'm going to leave that up to Will.
For real? Bathwack, Will's going to put it in a very awkward place. Bathwack, I'm going to put it right on the asshole place, just because it'd be funny to see you crank up this guy in the butt area.
Sure, I trust you, Will. You can tell him.
All right.
Tell him where to put it.
It's it's like in Red Dwarf, the android that cleans their ship. Every time it vacuums, it has its vacuum port right where its penis is, and it just sticks on this big tube. And he's so serious about it, too. It's great. Anyway.
It's not a joke. It's where his vacuum port is.
Yeah, does this guy get offended when we put the crank by the butt?
Nope.
He's used to it.
It's very practical because, you know
this
what?
This creature does not have a butt.
Well, it's the butt area, sir.
Well,
you
it does
can't
not have
deny
a butt.
That there is a butt,
the butt area.
He is vaguely humanoid shaped. So where the posterior would be, you must put the crank.
I mean, that would be a relatively convenient place to place it
right,
in terms
exactly.
of the mechanism
that is why.
Of the...
That is why I said that. Not for any humorous reason, because it is the most convenient place to put the crank.
Good.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Good day, sir.
You all can return at any point tomorrow.
Sounds excellent. When do you open?
I open at 7 a.m.
All right. When do you close?
I close at 7 p.m.
It sounds like very good office hours.
Are you closed at lunchtime?
I am not.
Do you not eat lunch? That sounds like a very silly idea.
I eat lunch here.
You eat lunch here? What if you spilled the mayonnaise and then you slipped in it? That sounds like it would be too funny.
I don't use mayonnaise.
Okay, what if you dropped some soup on the floor and you slipped in that?
I don't eat soup.
Okay, what do you eat? What do you eat? Nothing? Cranks? Do you eat cranks? Okay, I need to leave before I start making more jokes. Goodbye.
Get out!
He opens up a foil bag of cranks and begins to chew on them one by one.
It's the weirdest guy ever.
Honey roasted cranks.
Honey roasted cranks. Crunchy. All right, we're out.
All right, you're out.
Hooray. Are we going to go to the clock one, the clock store, to see if they have any opinions, a second opinion on clock face? What do you think, Bathwack?
Sure. I mean, I'm not going to leave him somewhere if we aren't sure we're going to get the result we want.
Right. Well, I guess all we can do is ask.
Okay.
Is that not what you want to do? We don't have to go in the clock store. I think it's boring.
Sure. Let's go in the clock store real quick. I mean, you never know what you might find.
Rufina's face falls.
It's going to be the wackiest store we've ever been in. For some reason, inexplicably, Rufina doesn't think it's exciting.
Everything is neon and mm-hmm.
boring.
You realize Rufina misspoke. It's the cock shop. No.
That reminds me of a story, but yes. Okay.
Everything's neon. No, she did not misspeak. It is, in fact, the clock shop. That's why its symbol on the map is a clock, of course.
All right.
Yeah.
It'd be ridiculous otherwise. This store, in contrast to Michael's mechanisms, is very busy. Ooh. There's lots of people milling about, browsing the wares, and it is noisy in the store, not only for the crowds in here, but also for the ticking of the clocks. Asynchronous tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick. Depending on where you move, it, you know, the Doppler effect is in great. You're
like
running as fast
nightmare.
As you can through the store, apparently, because that's how the Doppler effect works. People are pulling clocks away from you and towards you.
You almost punched me in the face.
It was worth it. Making fun of myself using the term Doppler effect, describing how you hear things in this store.
Yeah.
A train runs by outside, full of clocks. Click, 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 tock, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, tock, tock. No, but it is a cacophony of sounds in here. Okay. Some of the clocks, they don't all seem to be set to the same time, because at various times, a lot of them strike different hours in the various tones that they produce. So yeah, there are lots of clocks to buy here in the clock shop. If anybody is in the market for a clock, this is the shop to be in.
Yawn.
You have pocket watches?
Yeah.
Behind the counter.
There's a display case of smaller clocks like that.
I almost go over there, but then I feel like I have to go with Bathwack because I'm worried that this shop owner is going to take advantage of his innocent soul.
Well, let's find out. Are you seeking out the proprietor, Bathwack?
Yeah. Where is he? I'm going to go to whatever, counter-like looking thing there might be, where there might be somebody who can talk to me.
There's something that looks like a counter in the back. It's actually an ogre. Next to that is a counter. It doesn't look like a counter, though. Looks like an ogre.
Wow, that's weird. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So weird.
Both of them are ticking.
Oh, God, this is a nightmare!
No, there is a little desk in the back, but it is empty, and you can tell that you think the person running the store is helping a group of customers over on the right side of the store. They're looking at some large grandfather clocks.
All right. Well, I mean, if there's no one obviously around to talk to, I'll wait patiently for now, I guess.
For now.
For now.
So yeah, there looks like they're looking at sort of two particular clocks, and the person who seems to know what they're talking about, it is a younger halfling woman. Her manner of dress is very similar to Rafina's, and she's sort of excitedly talking about the different features of the clocks that the group of people are looking at. If you listen in, it sounds like they're roommates. They share a room, and they are students at the Beartoggle University, and they're trying to get a nice clock for their common space in the home that they share.
So we don't see any clock work figures, just all clocks.
All clocks.
Okay.
It's a clock shop.
Hmm.
Clocks.
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 Clocks and clocks.
You think you see a Glockenspiel, but no, it's a clock.
It's a Glockenspiel.
Nope, it's a clock. There are no things that you can see other than clocks.
It's fun. Okay.
And, you know, she answers some of their questions. It looks like they're still undecided. And she turns and she sees you waiting by the counter, Bathwack. And she scampers over and she says, yes, how may I help you?
Yeah. So I have this clockwork man.
Okay.
He seems to be injured or, you know, he's not working. And
have you gone to a healer?
Oh.
What?
What I think we need.
Have you gone to a healer? You said he's injured.
A healer. Well, yeah, but I mean, he's also, I mean, he's kind of a machine, I think.
Yeah, if you broke one of your clocks, would you take them to a healer?
No, but right. Is he a clock?
Yeah.
You said he was a man and he's injured.
Well, no, I mean, here, look. I'll take him out of my backpack. This is him.
Oh, wow. So he's hurt and you have him in your bag? How long has he been in there?
He seems to a while. I mean, but like, listen. I mean, I can hear him. Like, he's
screaming,
sort of ticking.
In my dreams.
I know he's there, but he's not awake.
Is there a clock in him?
I don't know. Or why don't you listen? Do you hear something?
Okay, I'll listen. Yeah, I hear something.
Yeah,
is it a clock?
I don't know. I mean. I don't know how he works, but I know that he's old. And, like, the guy across the street was sure that he had to put, like, a crank or some kind of handle inside him to make him work again. But it doesn't make sense to me because he's been, you know, he's been moving around and gesturing and making things for hundreds of years. And, I mean, he was injured in a magical fire.
Wow.
I need him to be fixed. Gwen, you're not here.
She's definitely there.
Yeah, she's right there. You
can tell by the thump, 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 thump behind you. She's right there.
She's there, but really out of breath.
She looks really relaxed, though.
She no longer looks distracted. She looks pretty content.
Yeah. Pretty content.
Gwen's hair is everywhere.
Well, I mean, so he's been around and making things and he's injured. It sounds like a person, not a clock.
I know, but he's, you know, he's he seems to, I don't know. I mean, I can't seem to heal him. I can heal my friends when they're injured.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't seem to heal him. I wonder if he needs to see someone who understands machines or clocks.
Hmm.
I mean, we have a nickname for him, but I don't think it's very fair. But, you know, it involves the word clock.
Sort of embarrassed, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it seems a bit beyond my ken. I mean, I sell clocks. I don't sell people or work on people. Mm. I wouldn't want to hurt him.
Yeah. Do you recommend the guy across the street?
Oh, I don't know. You said he could fix him with a crank.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not so... Why would he need a crank now? I mean, when he's lived for hundreds of years without one.
Sure. Well, what you said magical fire, was it, that hurt him?
Yeah.
I mean, have you talked to people who, I mean, do you think you would need to maybe talk to people who know about magical fire? What kind of magic was it? Do you know, or?
actually don't remember what we did. It was Eldritch Blast.
Gwen started it. No, Gwen started it from her like crazy powerful spell, but then you blew Eldritch Blast and blew the fire everywhere. So it was like it's
some combination of magic and magic paper
and the magic paper, right? So the fire was also like all these other colors and stuff. So like multiple sources of magic and mayhem.
Yeah, it's probably not magic that's, you know, just has one source.
Okay.
I don't know. Is there someone you could recommend in Tinkertown that we should go see?
I mean, you can maybe go to the university. They're smart. They know stuff there. I mean, there's lots of different types of priests over in High Ground. If you think maybe they could help. Mm.
The university sounds like a good suggestion.
I know there's some sort of shady magic stuff over in the Warrens. You just gotta watch out for the city gang.
City gang.
What's the city gang?
Annie, have you heard of the city gang? City gang? City?
City.
Sooty.
Oh, Sooty.
The Sooty gang?
Sooty.
I thought you said the city gang. What's the Sooty gang?
It's a gang of rogue chimney cleaners.
Rafina, you've never heard of the Sooty Gang.
Okay.
But you might purport that you have and start making up a story about them. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Chim chimney.
Yeah, I thought you guys maybe were not from around here. Yes, it's a group of ne'er-do-wells in the city. Primarily Ibish. You don't want to cross them.
Are they new to the area?
No, they've been around for a while. Too long.
Are they from here, or did they come from somewhere else?
I don't really know. I don't think they invaded or anything.
Are they in control of the Warren or whatever?
Not in control, but I mean they. The guard doesn't seem to be doing too much about them.
Oh, boy.
They've got their, you know, they're not just in the Warren, though. I mean, you watch out wherever you go. I mean, I don't know if you heard, they're the ones that burned down the airship tower just last week.
Oh, and they know that, and nobody's done anything about it. I love it.
What? The airship tower in town?
Yeah.
Yeah, over in High Ground.
All right. Well, hey, look at Will.
Do they have like gang colors, or how would we recognize them?
Well, I mean they're Ibish.
They're all Ibish.
I mean, pretty much. Yeah, I think as far as I know, I mean, they might have some other people, but that's sort of the core of the gang.
All right, but
they're like all. I mean, you know how like
Ibish who aren't in the gang that live in Bear Talk.
Of course, yeah. Okay. Jeez, not all Ibish are criminals.
I didn't say that. I was just asking. You said they were all Ibish in the gang.
I mean, it's interesting. Like, they all look similar. They're all, like, the kind of, like, bright white type of, I mean, not to be sound insensitive, like, owl-looking people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how they look. Just the way they are. I mean, you know.
There are
owlish.
Yeah, they're all different kinds of owl people so far that we've seen.
Yeah, of course. Like Ibish.
Saying they're all white?
Yeah, they're like the white...
The white supremacist owl.
You know, they have like white hoods on. Oh,
God. All right. So bright white, type, like a snowy owl. Will doesn't know anything about owls, so he's just like, owls? Okay. Cool.
That's a bird, right?
Yeah. But they just, do they wear anything? Do they have any kind of unifying dress or anything like
that? I mean,
they
wear black.
They all wear black. They wear hoods.
I mean, they don't try to, like, hide. Like, you'll probably recognize them if you see them. They move around together and, you know, keep your hands on your coin purses and your other hands on your weapons.
Okay. Wait, they try to steal weapons, or you want to fight them? Is that what you're saying?
No, they try to steal your weapon, and you have to smack them with your coin purse.
Okay, cool. All
right. It's their weakness.
They're really allergic to gold. It makes them swell up. Very good deterrent.
Do they run anything around here? Like, are they in charge of anything, or are they just a street gang?
I mean, they're a gang. What would a gang be in charge of?
Right. Okay. Cool.
Well, can I ask you a weird question? I don't know why this made me think of it, this gangs and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of Tomorrow Today?
Yeah, that's the business upriver somewhere. Is it that town where all the paper comes from? Right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, I mean, they don't have an office here in Bear Toggle.
I don't know. Well, why? I don't know.
I was just curious.
They have to do insight with the paper stuff. Maybe they do.
Insight. Can I see if she's lying?
Sure.
13. That's the same freaking roll I rolled before.
Two rolls a night, and they're exactly the same.
Yeah,
yeah, you don't think she's lying?
Okay.
Yeah, it is a weird question. You're right. Anybody else have any weird questions?
Have you ever bought one of the massagers from the store across the street?
No, why? Are they good?
I mean, yeah.
She's using it right now.
Yeah, what do you think about the business across the street? Do you ever shop there?
Or mechanisms?
Do you think that guy's
not really.
Jerk?
No. Who is it? It's Clegg, right?
Serious Clegg man?
He's my dad.
I don't know. I don't really talk to him too much. He's in his store all the time.
Yeah.
I'm running my business here. What? We're not competing or anything.
I mean, I don't know. You both have mechanical things. No, but he has...
Well, that's all I sell.
All right, cool.
Do you need a clock? Come here. If not, go there, I guess.
Well, I mean, he just presented you with a clockwork mechanism thing, and you don't even want to pop him open and look at it or anything, so I'm just...
Would you want to pop open someone's...
Listen, he doesn't have skin, he doesn't have nerves, he's a wooden piece of suitcase.
As far as I'm aware, he's a person. He's been injured and he needs help.
Gosh, you really took that to heart. He is deceased or something. He's in a coma. I don't know. He's just, but he's made of wood and he's not moving. And he doesn't even talk.
It's beyond my expertise. Why don't you open him up?
Because
I'm not going to have his blood on my hands.
Blood? Are you psychotic? Look, he's made of wood. I try to grab an arm out of the pack and like, look, it's not a real person. It's a clock man.
Is he actually in pieces?
No, I'm just saying I was trying to grab an arm out of the pack.
Okay.
I don't even know if Bathwack would let me.
I think I joked at one point that he was like C-3PO, but I don't think he's actually dismantled.
He's in a backpack.
He just folded.
Yeah.
I was just assuming I could get an arm. I don't mean
pull an arm out
of the bag. Yeah. I mean, you see the gesture I'm doing, like holding an arm up, like...
You pull it and it rips off and then you pull it out.
Yeah, no, like, oh, see? Did you hear him scream? No.
Like a Toy Story. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Hey guys, to infinity and beyond. he's just a clock guy. Like, that's why we came here. You know what?
I'm just not comfortable. Cool.
Good luck with your clocks and your university students and whatever, guys. I don't think we're going to get help here.
I mean,
no, but I have an idea.
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh, let's hear it.
I can't do it here. No, I can't do it here.
Oh.
Whoa. Yeah, that has to wait until the hotel room, Gwen.
Can't wait for the Pentel suite.
Thump, 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 thump.
Is that window one way or two way?
Okay.
I mean, yeah, Will's like, you know, whatever, fine. And he walks out.
Do you need a clock?
We might later.
Okay. That's fine. You seem a little bored, ma'am.
I hate clocks.
Rafina
would. But yours are very lovely.
Thank you. Not clocks aren't for everybody.
But I hate them. Yeah. Ugh. Let's leave.
We leaving?
Sorry, miss. You've shown great great compassion for our friend here.
Sure. Sorry I couldn't be of more help.
No problem. I'm sorry that your life is all about clocks.
Rafina really doesn't like clocks. Uh-huh. This is really interesting. I want to know the gist. Will's going to ask Rafina why she doesn't like clocks. What's the deal with the hatred of clocks as we walk out the door? You were so bored in there and you hate clocks.
Is that a surprise? What do you like about clocks?
They keep time and then you can go to meetings on, you know what? I don't have a clock. Maybe I need to go buy one in there because I do miss having
Will,
one.
You're going to be so boring if you have a clock.
What? I like clocks, but...
Do you have any clocks, Will, back home?
I have at
we
home,
we were wondering,
yes.
Like, Rafina seemed so... I don't know, but it seems like Rafina's biased against people who like clocks.
Yeah. That apparently she's learning something she doesn't like about Will. She knows what that he's murdered
Rafina?
People, but
what if
the fact that he likes
clocks
is not cool. Yeah, what's wrong? What's wrong with clocks, Rafina?
I don't know. They tick and they... You said that they keep time, which is right. They keep it away from me!
Oh.
Wow.
You want to own time?
No. I just don't want to... have time be taken away from me.
Ooh, wow. It's like we're our lives are ruled by time. Oh, no.
That's deep.
Like
that's
sands deep. Through the hourglass.
Wow, that's even better.
Ours really aren't, because like we don't sleep, so...
Wow.
These are the days of Rafina's life.
We used to make our stuffed animals dance to that.
Yes!
Have I told you that
yes!
before in this show?
I remember that.
Oh my gosh. I have no new things to tell you guys.
No, you
I'm just
always have
tell
new
you the
things.
Same ones again.
Oh. Apparently, Rafina hates clocks. I just think that's interesting.
Yep. And I also don't like numbers. And the clock has a lot of numbers. So
yeah.
It's a problem. Yeah.
I like numbers.
Ugh. Will, stop talking.
I both like and dislike numbers.
Wow. You're just playing for everyone, aren't you?
Yeah.
I don't know. But Will, do you want this?
What?
And he reaches into his his cloak there and pulls out the auto writer you were looking at.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, thank you for holding on to the thing I bought from the store, Shimi.
You're welcome.
Oh, I didn't.
A wink, a wink.
I didn't see you making a perch, but I guess I was a little busy.
Yeah. Cool. I'll put it in my bag and look around. Hopefully the guy who never leaves his shop isn't outside.
He's not.
Good.
He's probably inside.
Gwen's going to grab Bathwack and be like, hey, do you want me to try to... Like, if Clockface is a real... being and not a construct and has a soul and has personality and if he is truly dead right now, do you want me to see if I can talk to him?
Okay. You don't think it would hurt him, right?
I mean, I've never asked any of the dead people that I've talked to if it hurt them.
I don't think he's dead.
Well, then if he's dead, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, I don't think it'll work.
You don't want me to try?
I mean, you can try, but I guess I don't think it'll work. He's alive. He's got to be alive. I mean, he's still ticking.
Are we, like, in the middle of the street, though, with a lot of people?
Apparently. You're in the triangle square.
Yeah.
The triangle square.
I'm not very comfortable doing that right here.
Okay.
So maybe when we're someplace a little more quiet, when there's not a lot of people around, you know, maybe I can give it a try.
All right.
We could go get a booth at the, the Tinker Tavern?
I really could use a drink right now.
Should we go there? I'm a little hungry.
I think it would be lovely.
Yeah?
Let's go.
Cool. Is that a good place to go, Rafina?
Last time I was there, I had a stomachache afterwards, but I don't know that that was the food or the drink. So let's go there anyway.
Was there vitamin cheese there, Rafina?
When we look at the menu, maybe you tell us what you got last time before we order. How does that sound?
I don't know about getting food poisoning, everyone. Maybe we should reconsider. I really would like to eat while we're here, and I don't want to get food poisoning.
Don't be silly. You don't actually really want to eat.
The establishment seemed very busy, I will say that.
Full of people puking and pooping in the streets?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. It was like Bridesmaids just being replayed over and over again.
Let's go.
Oh God, Will hangs his head. Oh no. Gwen, you know how we can both do that spell where we clean stuff? Do you think it would work to like kill things in food that would make you sick? Do we have a
Will
spell?
Suddenly develops germ theory in six servers.
I certainly have a spell that would help that, but it might burn the whole place down.
Oh, yeah, maybe not that. We need a disinfecting spell or like a sanitization spell or like a...
I do know the Clorox spell.
Whoa! What's Clorox?
That sounds like an amazing god.
It's a sanitization spell. Yeah. It kills 99.9% of bacteria.
Does it come in lemon fresh scent?
It comes in lemon and fresh scent.
And fresh scent.
Okay, splitting them up. Wow.
All right. So you all head back out of the triangle square. Back out into the more crowded streets.
Okay.
You make your way back past Smith's Weapons. And you get back to the Tinker Tavern.
Mm.
You all head inside and you're overwhelmed by the sight of various tubes running everywhere through this establishment.
Oh my gosh.
There's these little private booths you can all take, but running to and fro from each of them. By and large, there is just these like harnesses of tubes of various sizes and colors all going back up to the ceiling and then back into the back wall of the sort of the main room that you go into.
Okay.
You all
for the
are
vomit.
Able... Oh, no!
One of them is, right? You all find a booth that will accommodate all of you. And they're actually very private. There's like a little curtain and everything you can draw. The interesting thing is you don't see any people waiting tables. There's no servers or anything like that. And you all sort of nestle in cozily into this booth together. And, you know, you have, I would say, about 7 days to figure out exactly what the seating arrangement is, because we're going to find out exactly how you're seated next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's going to be sitting next to Gwen?
She's on one side of the table. Everybody else is on the other side.
No, she's under the table. Man.
Under the table. It's very private under there.
Yeah. The tubes. Man.
Tube technology.
So much tube technology in this town.
I know.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.